and gentlemen.
Put your hands together.
There's some special right here.
Hey, yo, you know who this is.
Baller Alert.
Welcome to the Baller Alert Show.
What it do, baby, it's OCT.
The one and only Octavia, to be more exact.
Your boy Ferrari Simmons.
And it's your best friend, Sue Solo.
This is the Baller Alert Show.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Baller Alert Show podcast. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
And it's your best friend, Sue Solo.
Welcome to the Baller Alert Show podcast. Yeah. You ready to get into it?
Let's do it.
In case you missed it.
Just in case you missed it.
Okay, so most of y'all know Chanel West Coast for being the bubbly, giggly little lady on the show Ridiculousness, but what y'all might not know is Sis was actually signed to Lil Wayne's Young Money label all the way back in 2013, which would have made her the only Caucasian rapper under the label at the time, right? Okay, so boom. Fast forward to 2021, after a whole 8 years of not saying why she ain't made no hits with the label, she is now saying basically it's Nicki's fault. Take a listen.
It didn't work out because basically it was more because of certain people, like, just not, like, you know, really, like, feeling me being part of the clique type thing.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Girl, now you know the Barbs are about to come and drag your ass, okay? If you had other labels that you could have worked with, you should have went and got signed by one of the other labels.
Man.
Don't do that. Girl, don't do that. Okay, now listen, if the Kardashians can make lemonade out of lemons, so can Gorilla Glue Girl herself, Tessica Brown. Tessica is starting a new hair care line, y'all. It's called Forever Hair, to help folks suffering from hair loss and damage, inspired by her own, you know, sticky situation, if you will. She went viral when she couldn't get Gorilla Glue out of her hair. She had some hair loss and is now making lemonade out of lemons. Okay, look, again, if the Kardashians can do it, so can we. Go, sis. Now, I'm going to start calling our hot girl leader, Megan Thee Stallion, hot and sweet, okay? She paid the funeral service of a fan when a friend of the deceased reached out to her. You know, let's just talk about queen-ish, okay?
Great job, Meg.
Yes.
Great job, Meg.
That is how you balance the thought life and the queen life, okay?
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Message.
All right, it is time for Baller Mail. Sue Solo, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. Dear Rari, I love my fiance, but I can't stand his daughter. She's 12 and she don't like me and I don't like her. I feel absolutely terrible about it, but this little girl is too disrespectful. I'm considering recanting the entire wedding over this little girl because once I marry him, of course she comes with it. Please help. Sue Solo.
Ooh, this sounds like a problem. First of all, it's not even once you marry him, she comes with him. She's with him now. Okay. She is in your life right now. You are currently engaged to this man. I am assuming that you guys live together since y'all are engaged. If you really considering calling this marriage off because you hate his 12-year-old daughter that bad, you need to go ahead and do it now. If you cannot mend a relationship with this 12-year-old little girl, just don't do it, because it don't even sound like you want to make things right. It just sounds like your options are either this little girl's gonna get with the program or I'm out. So I just don't see how this is gonna work out. And these 12-year-olds, they grown now, so I can imagine she probably saying some real slick shit too.
Couple things here that's going on, I think. It could also be an issue with the ex. Maybe the ex is still in the picture, or maybe the ex is upset in some way and talking smack about the new mom-to-be, stepmom-to-be, which makes the 12-year-old, you know, obviously maybe side with the mom.
I can see that.
And not, okay, and not like the new ex-mom. Not saying that that's the case.
The new ex.
Or maybe she just don't like you. That's a whole nother thing. I would suggest that you guys explore counseling. I would explore counseling. But it seems like you are at your wit's end. And it looks like if you over here considering counseling the entire wedding and being over it, it looks like you're over it. I would say try counseling if you haven't. And if not, your peace of mind is a big thing, baby. You do not need to be stressed out in no relationship, marriage, no nothing. It sounds like you're going to mess around and jack this little girl up. And we won't need to hear you on the news, on the episode of Snapped, and none of that. So I think you need to go ahead and explore maybe one more time, some counseling, some group counseling. Talk to your fiance, if he a real one, and if it's something that maybe the ex is doing, like the 12-year-old's mom is doing, he's going to have to address that. I haven't had that ever in my, you know, I got baby mamas, but I did have to talk with my exes and my wife. So everybody know that we all on the same page. So don't try nobody. Don't nobody try nobody. We had that conversation. So if y'all never had that conversation, I think that's a good conversation to have. That could help and straighten some things out. But if it don't, and she's still disrespectful and it's destroying your mental state of mind, I'm telling you, listen, man, I will take peace and mental stability over a forced relationship any day. So if you feel like she messing up your feng shui, your mental health, don't get the hell up out of there. The hell up out of there.
Rory, I'm trying to figure this out too, though. Like, is the 12-year-old bad with her dad as well and, like, her biological mom? Or is she just, or y'all two just don't get along? Because if the 12-year-old is just a badass 12-year-old kid, then that's just probably what comes with it. Maybe it's not really directed towards you. But I agree with Rory, okay? Y'all, I feel like people who are entering a new marriage relationship with somebody that already got kids, they always consider like going to relationship counseling. But I'm sorry, if you about to be a stepmom or a stepparent in general, y'all need to have family counseling, because the kids' opinions and feelings matter too. So maybe this 12-year-old girl just feels like y'all haven't valued her feelings.
Correct. And I completely agree with that. So I would say exhaust all options before you say, you know what, I'm out.
Right.
Because there is a child involved, and if you regardless of if you like her or not, you are in her life. So to abruptly leave, you know, that's not necessarily a good thing. And it's not good. It's not a good routine to show the kids. So,
and you engaged. You clearly love this man. So just try all avenues first.
Yeah, try all avenues. But again, at the end of the day, if it's something that's affecting your mental health, get the hell on.
Yeah, if the sex is as bad as his 12-year-old daughter, then don't do it.
All right. Let's go to commercial. We'll be back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.
With more of the Baller Alert Show. Back to the Baller Alert Show. Starring Ferrari Simmons and Sue Solo.
Welcome back to the Baller Alert Show podcast. Available everywhere you get your podcast. Sue Solo was out here in these streets talking to some new talent. Sue Solo, you want to bring it in?
Yes, I spoke to L.A., who is a rising R&B superstar. I don't even want to call him R&B because he's not like an R&B type guy. He's very eclectic. He does have a versatile sound.
Ooh.
He's been working with people like Masego, who is, I don't know if y'all know, but if you don't know, you need to get up on game. He pulled up to this great city of Atlanta, and of course, I had to pull up to talk to L.A.
Let's talk to him.
Hey, Young Word, it's your best friend, Sue Solo, and this is a new episode of the Baller Alert Show podcast. We have an upcoming superstar by way of North Dakota, who is Jordan Rays, singer, artist, visionary, lady lover, all of that, L.A.
Hi.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Dry.
What do you want me to say? Thank you for having me, Sue.
That's
Sue,
you.
Suzanne.
There it is. There However it is. You want to say it, Suzanne, Sue.
My bad.
Solo,
I ain't mean to throw your whole name out there. My bad.
Everybody knows
that. When I connected the two, I was like, oh, wow, okay. That's hard.
L.A., you are a new upcoming artist, I think most people would say, but you've actually been working for a really long time.
Yeah, like we were just talking about, you know, a show that you came to years ago. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I forgot all about that. Yeah, I've been putting in work for a while now, you know, trying to get it together.
Just so we don't exclude the listeners, what he's talking about is I end up going to like a outdoor showcase in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they introduced this artist, L.A. I had no idea who he was, but then I got into it. The music, I remember, was like super melodic, and it seemed like you had fans that were on your ass at that show.
Yeah, I remember that. And I had the band with me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a cool time. Yeah.
It was a vibe.
Yeah, definitely vibes.
Now, do you feel like Atlanta shows you a lot of love? I know that you're born in North Dakota, but raised in Georgia. Do you feel like you get a lot of love from Georgia?
I do, actually. I mean, 9 times out of 10, when I do shows here, it sells out. And the last time we had on tour, it sold out, which was 2019. So I'm hoping, you know, next time, which is in November,
mm-hmm.
when we're going back out on tour, that it sells out again.
Tour? Like a tour?
Yeah, we're going to do like 10 to 12 cities.
Ooh.
And then Yeah.
Ooh, y'all got money? Okay. All right. So tell us about the transition from being an independent artist, doing things like Mood Ring or Mood Swing, whatever that party was, to having an entire label behind you to push your creativity, to have you working with people that are amazing. I mean, I don't know how the Masego collab came about, but when I saw that, I just felt like this was a collab that needed to happen. Exactly. The pieces were put together for me.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, coming from like the internet and like the SoundCloud era, I felt like eventually I hit a ceiling, you know what I mean? Because at that time, streaming wasn't really a thing yet, you know what I mean? It was like SoundCloud was like the new wave, and once that kind of felt like it was declining, I was kind of, I remember specifically Crowcherry hitting me up from Apple Music about this new platform they were about to present called Apple Music. That's and the wild. Streaming, I remember like it was yesterday. And so like just saying that to say like it wasn't a thing yet, Spotify and all of that. So I didn't know where to go. I was like, where, you know, I feel like I'm hitting a ceiling on SoundCloud. So, you know, I went ahead and took the leap of faith. You know, I had a conversation with Kehlani actually about signing to Atlantic.
With whom?
Kehlani.
Oh, you just throwing big names out there like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay,
so.
Friend, continue. My bad.
Yeah, so I mean, we talked, and then, you know, once I had a conversation with her, I felt a little bit more comfortable about signing with Atlantic. And but, you know, everybody's situation isn't the same on any label, any artist. You know, everybody's journey is different, and mine just so happened to, you know, not really go as planned with Atlantic. So we part ways last year, I think early 2020, and now I'm on Motown and Capitol, and we rolling.
I feel like a lot of independent artists kind of have a fear or a concern that getting signed would change them.
Them, creativity-wise,
exactly.
Right?
How do you feel?
Yeah. No, I mean, I that was a big thing for me, like, coming into this new situation. I was like, I want 100% creative control. Like, I want to be able to say what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. Mm-hmm. But even with the last situation I was in, I didn't really have a lot of people tugging me in different directions. It was always, I feel like that's always been my stipulation in any paperwork or any contracts. It's like, I need that creative control and that freedom to do what I please. So yeah, I mean, it just depends on you and the way you negotiate your stuff, you know?
I mean, it kind of seems like a hefty demand from an artist who essentially might need the support from the label.
Definitely.
So how do you decide if it's actually a good move for you or not?
I mean, I think you just kind of gauge that based off your fan base. And like, I guess, I mean, granted, if you have a fan base, are you talking about just like upcoming artists?
In general, just whatever your experience
was. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think for me, it was just one of those things, like I saw a need for it, you know, and just decided to take that leap of faith and see what. Also, it's just like a new experience, you know, it's a new journey. And, you know, with that comes wisdom and you learn different things and you come out of it learning new things, I guess. So I mean, that was kind of like the thing for me. I was like, I'm still young, let me go ahead and just see
how
what
old
happens.
30. Okay, that's cute, friend.
Not
that's
yet. I mean, back then, I was talking about back then. I still feel good though,
you know, as I mean? you should. So let me ask you, your music, you talk a lot about love. Are you in love with somebody right now?
Yeah.
Elaborate. Is it somebody we know? Is she famous?
No.
Is she Instagram famous?
Nah, I've done that before. I'm not, you know, that's like, I've done that before. It's that's a little much.
Who did you do before?
Huh?
Who did you do before?
I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You said you've done that before. So
I didn't say names, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked.
I can't kiss and tell. You know how it is.
Oh, that's cute. I mean, okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, baller.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that wasn't baller at all. We didn't get the exclusive tea that time.
Nah. Damn. I mean.
So yeah. No more famous women.
I just, you know, it just didn't work out for me. It was a few different situations. It just never really panned out the way I wanted it to.
Okay.
I think it's like scheduling and just kind of like just, you know, the pressures that come from both sides. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, it's a lot.
So did anyone in particular influence My City?
No, not really. I think My City just became like, for me, in most of the songs, I would say about 99% of my songs come from real life experiences and being vulnerable and transparent and a lot of that stuff that, you know, I've been through and just kind of like trying to navigate those like really hard times and kind of push that through the music. But for My City was one of those ones that actually was like just a feel good, fun record, you know, so it didn't really cause or call for a lot of like deep, you know, mm-hmm. pulling from the soul. You know, it was just like, let's just have fun. And yeah, and I didn't really take too much thought about like who it was about. It was just like, let's just have fun, you know?
So. Okay. Fun music is always the best. You know, yeah. T-Pain recently said one of his songs was just a joke. The Buy You a Drink song was a total joke.
That. Right.
And it ends up changing his whole life.
Yeah. That song is amazing.
It is what it is. So My City featuring Masego, who is amazing. Like he is a powerhouse in himself.
Yep.
Has already surpassed 1.2 million views on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Wow, you didn't know that. Baller exclusive. I just broke the tea to the damn artist.
I knew Emil. I didn't know it. You know, it's, yeah. Anyway, cool. That's what's up.
Okay. Wow, you are so humble. That is amazing. That is so amazing. So if there's anything that you can tell Baller Nation, something about you, because I do think that for a lot of our listeners, this is a new experience. They're meeting you for the first time.
For sure.
So what is like something that is so important that you feel they need to know about you? You got to give them the hook so that they look up, you know, look you up.
Right.
What's
That's
the hook,
a good question. I mean, I think honestly, I'm just a regular guy that just wants to just help people. You know what I mean? And I think my music has always done that. Mm-hmm. I think for me, getting those experiences are through DMs or emails or different type of messages from people or even at shows.
Mm-hmm.
People coming up to me and saying, yo, this music or this song, this album really changed how I look at things. This, mm-hmm. Or I've had guys come to me like, yo, this made me a better man.
Yep. Wow.
And then women as well, like, this got me through this. I had a guy come, a grown ass man, like, come to me in New York at a listening session, and he just came and cried on my shoulder.
Whoa.
He says, first time he ever cried. Like, that's what he told me, at least. First time he ever cried. He wrote like a poem from my music.
Damn.
It gets deep. You
Where
know?
These men at?
Right. That's for you. You know what I mean? I don't know. But basically what I'm saying is that, mm-hmm. you know, I've, through my experiences with creating music, I've helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that just to boast or brag. It's just like, you know, the experience I've had dealing with people, connecting with people. And I love that. Mm-hmm. I love just connecting with people, you know, and
I can believe that. You come off very genuine.
Thank you.
What's your zodiac sign?
Virgo.
What do they say about y'all besides the crazy stuff?
You know what? No. You know what's crazy? Every time I say that, I'd be like, yo, I'm a Virgo. The girls go like, what? Ew, why? You
yeah,
know what
I
mean? I
think a lot of people kind of don't like Virgos.
I think I'm close to like a cuss though, like Leo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, so you got a little Leo, a little Virgo.
I think so. You know what I mean? I think when I say that, it normally like the same reaction.
Yeah,
like,
okay. I kind of like that, actually. A little both worlds. No, yeah. I get it. I'm like Pisces Aries.
Okay.
So
I know nothing about what you're talking about.
Yeah. I only know my shit. I don't really know anything
right.
about other
right.
zodiac
exactly.
signs, but, you know, I feel like it's a nice question to ask sometimes.
Got it.
Sometimes it's kind of telling right. of somebody. So we know that you're going on tour this year. We know that you're signed.
Mm-hmm.
We know that your social media following is growing. We know that your fan base is growing overall. Mm-hmm. We know that you are probably making some coins off of YouTube or shows.
Yeah, I'm
or
doing okay.
Okay. Any endorsements? Right. Any brands that are working with you?
At the moment, you know, I have different people, like clothing companies, like startup clothing companies trying to get like mm-hmm. me on board. And but yeah, I mean, like if anybody's out there that's interested, you know, reach
Holla.
Out.
Yeah, I know that's right. So this is a segment on the Baller Alert Show podcast that we call Baller Mail. This
Baller
is
Mail.
Where listeners get to write in and ask for advice.
Cool.
All right, you got to be really honest because somebody really needs this advice.
Okay.
All right.
Like this is a real thing.
This is a real
serious.
Thing. It is a serious thing.
Okay.
We get Baller Mail every day.
Okay. So answer this very seriously
from the heart, as genuine as your music.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
My man can't go in the bedroom past 5 pumps. Like a legit 2 to 3 minutes.
Wait, you said this was serious.
I'm
sorry.
Issue.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
Wow. I can hear the selfishness in that response already. This is serious for the ladies, okay?
Sorry.
My man can't go in the bedroom past 5 pumps. Like a legit 2 to 3 minutes. And it's killing me. I'm starting to have a... I'm starting
you
to...
You laughing. What?
It's funny. I should have pre-read this. I'm starting to pleasure myself.
Mm.
We've spoken about this, and he doesn't seem to care. What do you guys suggest?
Okay, so y'all have come... They've come to a conclusion that he can't go past 5 pumps.
I think he came to the conclusion
oh.
that he can't go past 5 pumps.
5 pumps.
And she told him, and he doesn't seem to care.
Got it. And he doesn't seem to care.
He doesn't seem to care.
That... she's pleasuring herself without him. So what are we helping with right here?
She wants to know what to do. Should she stay in this relationship?
Okay, so they're not like married. This is just
they're not married. Okay. She didn't specify. She just said my man.
Got it.
All we know is that's her man who she's trying to get her rocks off with.
I think if you love him, then you know, use that dildo, girl. Do your thing. You know what I'm talking about? Get that thing off. You know what I'm saying? And get them 5 pumps and then go to the bathroom.
So another writer, actually, and I promise I'm not making this up, y'all. Another writer said that her man knows that he doesn't please her. So when he finishes, he throws on a strap-on to help her get to where she needs to go.
First off, every nigga in this room just looked at you when you That's said cool. that because they were like, wait, what?
It's a problem.
First off, I ain't walking around the house with 2 dicks. Period. Nigga, you ain't, bro. What the hell? Bro, I'm not putting on a... No nigga in here is putting on a strap-on, my guy. Like, it's a wrap. Right? It's over. So, I mean, whatever
Big
gets...
negative.
So, basically, what you're saying is that he can't go for a long period of time.
He can't go long
so
enough
once
to
he
please
comes,
her.
Once, mm-hmm. he, mm-hmm. once he comes, he puts the strap-on on.
Yeah, so he can try
you
to help her.
Talk to the last girl and get her...
The last girl is suffering. What you
nah,
mean?
No, but I'm saying she
girl?
Got a dildo and all that other... You know, she pleasuring herself.
So, she
got
to do it herself. Ooh, this is selfish. Damn.
All I'm saying...
It's cold-blooded.
Look, all I'm saying is... It's ways to do this. Like if you know you can't last, bro, kill that foreplay. Start with the foreplay. Go crazy in that shit. And then come behind that with your 5 pumps. You feel me? Sue no. She's looking at me with the affirmation, like, yeah, you're right.
So glad we're not shooting today. So glad y'all can't see my
gotta
face.
Gotta go crazy with the foreplay, man.
Okay, so you're not
that.
Only a lover in your songs, it sounds like you kind of might
nah,
know.
Nah, you
what
gotta
you're
use that
about.
Tongue.
Baller alert. Baller Nation, y'all better grow up.
You gotta use it.
Ladies, you look, stop staying with it with
I'm
a 5
pump. You gotta
like what is it?
Yeah, exactly. You gotta go crazy.
Oh my God.
The girls know listening to this shit.
Yeah, we all know. Yeah. I think the men know too, but you know,
foreplay
y'all just
is
tend to be
essential.
Selfish.
It's essential.
Does like, foreplay if you help know? You with your music at all? Like, do you ever think of foreplay like when you're recording a song or writing or producing or whatever it is that you're doing?
It depends on what the song's about.
I feel like most of your songs is about some kind of love.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, like, if it's about heartbreak, then it's, I'm there. But if it's about, like, fucking. Wait, can we cuss?
You could do whatever okay. you want. If it's a podcast.
If it's about, you know, smacking skin, then it's like, you know, of course, I'm in that mindset. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Before we get out of here, I need to know your top 4 ever Mount Rushmore picks.
Okay. Oh.
Go.
Mount Rushmore. Of
hip-hop.
What?
Let's do rap.
Okay. I was about to say, what's
Matter
the category?
Fact, no, because you sing, you know, more of an R&B style. Let's mm-hmm. let's do your top 4 R&B artists of all time.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to cause some confrontation, I can see. All right. So let's start here. We'll say... I don't know, because R&B just, okay, starts. First off, I'm going to put Cisco in there for me.
Wow.
Personally. Because Unleash the Dragon was the first album I ever bought as a kid. That was like my
wow.
first album I ever bought, period.
Okay.
And it really like changed my trajectory of like an artist.
Okay.
Okay. Chris?
Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
Who else would be Chris?
I don't know.
Columbus? I don't know.
Christopher Wallace?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
He's hip-hop, so I just lied.
Only one we acknowledge.
There it is.
So Chris and Usher got to go in there,
mm-hmm.
right? That's 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's number 4? Who's number 4?
Nah, it's your number 4.
No, I'm just saying, because
if
you throw names out there,
4.
I'm like, oh, you're right. You ain't got a suggestion for me?
Mm-mm.
All right, so
I'm not gonna lie, you threw me off with Cisco, so I really don't have a suggestion for you. I really don't.
I feel like, you know, I'm still I'm a millennial, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I don't really go too far back with it. You know, I got research to do, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I'm sure it's people that, you know, I'm gonna get slack for or flack for. I can't figure out a number 4, to be honest. You
wow.
know, for some reason, my mind is going to like the people that influenced me.
Mm-hmm. As it should. It's your opinion.
I think music is like, I mean, that's probably not my 4, but that's the one that's in my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Music Soul Child. Because
oh,
I just really like listen. Yeah, he was like one of those guys I just constantly listened to in high school. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'll probably listen to this later and be like, I'm such an idiot. I forgot about this guy. I forgot about that.
Okay.
But yeah, those are like the four in my head right now.
Baller Nation, just please do not go at LA's neck for this. He didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
I helped
with the foreplay and all that other stuff.
Exactly. See, he helped us with Baller Man.
I'm trying to help with other shit.
Woo-side out. Woo-side out. Please tell Baller Nation where they can find you on all your socials, the best way to connect with you if anybody wants to do business.
Yeah.
Put it all out there.
LAELHAE. It also stands, it's an acronym. You know,
I was going to ask you, like, why do you spell LA that way?
It stands
spell
for.
Spell it again one more time.
ELHAE.
Mm-hmm.
Stands for Every Life Has an Ending.
Shut up.
Yeah.
See?
A little, you know.
That's why you got a record deal.
That is it.
Because you're smart.
Right there, I'm smart.
And you're creative.
Thank you. You a genius.
He's a genius. Tell everybody where to find you.
Yeah, that's it. You know, everywhere. ELHAE.
That's
on
it.
All platforms, mm-hmm. on all social media. I got lucky with that.
He is open for business.
I am.
Brands. You
know, we working.
Anybody.
This year is all about, this is the year to catch me.
Catch him.
Because we going crazy this year.
Catch him. You heard it right here, Baller Nation LA. Thank you for sitting
Thank
with the
too.
Baller Alert Show podcast. Available anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.
With more of the Baller Alert Show. Back to the Baller Alert Show, starring Ferrari Simmons and Sue Solo.
And it is time for us to get up out of here.
Already?
Sue Solo, yes, already. Another episode in the rap, Sue Solo. I know you got some shout-outs because there's a lot going on out here in these clubhouse streets.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I do have a shout-out. My shout-out is to Tiffany Haddish, who originally, one of her first things that she said about the Tigray genocide, which is a real genocide that is happening in the northern region of Ethiopia where my mama lives, okay? My mama lives in a war zone. My mama lives in a region where the Ethiopian government is committing a full-blown genocide. And one of Tiffany Haddish's questions on Clubhouse is, where are the dead bodies? Since the dead bodies are everywhere, okay? That was very insensitive to say. Now, it seems like Tiffany Haddish is trying to educate herself on what is going on, but the reality is, you was ice cold, sis. You was ice cold. You being a rape victim, how dare you fix your mouth to say something like, if there's no video, it didn't happen. What if somebody was to say to a victim of sexual assault, if you don't have a video or pictures, it didn't happen? It was hurtful. It was very hurtful. As mad as I want to be at you, it's really because I know you are probably either just ignorant when it comes to the history of Ethiopian Eritrea, which I claim to be as well. I am not extremely educated in that, but I don't need to know anyone's history to have compassion for innocent people. And that is where, that's where my issue lies. Okay, sis, you found out you was Eritrean and you just start going crazy. Like, stop. Ugh. Anyway, hashtag Tigray genocide. Stop war on Tigray. Tiffany Haddish, I invite you to have a conversation.
On the Baller Alert show. On the Baller Alert damn show. Come on.
I invite you
Tiffany
to have
Haddish.
A conversation.
What's up?
I really want to understand what you meant by the statements that you that you've said more than once in your Clubhouse rooms. Please provide me with that, because as a first generation American, by way of Tigray, where my family still lives right now, I would really love to understand your perspective on what is in fact a genocide in Tigray. That's all I gotta say. Follow me on the grandma _ Sue Solo, y'all.
My closing words, usually I talk about Future because that's one of my best favorite rappers of all time. But I want to talk about Lil Baby. It's a chart going around with the top 10 rappers from Atlanta. And I said what I said. Lil Baby is the top 5 rapper already from Atlanta. And I said what I said. Lil Baby is top 5. Only thing he's missing is longevity. He has done any and everything to qualify to be one of the best rappers to ever come out of Atlanta. Top 5 right now. He's only thing that he needs to do to bring him into that top 3 is have longevity.
Period.
So I said what the hell I said. Lil Baby is the top 5 of all time in Atlanta in rap, period. You got something to say about that? I see you out here in these streets. We can goddamn, you know, we can debate in these streets, okay? Catch me in traffic.
Aggressive. All right,
Lil Baby is top 5. And I see y'all goddamn on the next episode of the Baller Alert Show. Bye.
Bye.
Free bank.
Baller Alert.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms @Baller Alert or log on to BallerAlert.com.